This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 673, How to Flake Out Without Losing Out on the Connection. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 34 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS.
When you need to cancel social plans, what should you say to make sure you don't lose the connection with the person? Get our three-step process today, plus the phrases that will get the job done.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
I am good. Excited because I'm still actually, technically, I'm still in Japan right now. So.
Oh, very cool. Well, I hope you've had a good
Michelle
time.
Michelle in Japan is having a good time. I'm sure she is.
I hope our listeners went over and offered you some advice yesterday.
Me too. I'm sure they did. Yes. But how's everything going with you?
Going well, getting into it. It's mid-January. And before we keep going here, Michelle, I want to remind our listeners, guys, go on over to the IELTS Energy Podcast if you are preparing for the IELTS exam. It's the best place to get the best strategies that you need for this test. All right, guys, so go subscribe IELTS Energy Podcast for the new year. Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Cool. Well, so, Lindsay, I have a question. Do you get kind of upset when somebody cancels plans on you last minute?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a really bad thing to do.
Yeah. what do you think the time range is on that for it to be like polite and rude?
Like at least a day. It's annoying. Like, and I have a few people in my life who like have a pattern of doing this a few times and they're not very close friends, but they tend to like stuff tends to come up, which irritates me. And I always think about it before I make plans with them. I'm like, well, I don't know, because they might cancel. And then they do. And I'm like, oh, this is annoying, you know?
Like when people like flake out, right?
Yeah, they flake out. Exactly.
Yeah. And so that's what we're going to be talking today. And guys, you guys should go listen to episode 589, where we talk about, it's a little bit different, but we talk about how to apologize when you forget to get back to someone in English. Mm-hmm. Right. So this is about also the word flake, right? We talk about the word flake and what does it mean. So to find out more about that, listen to episode 589. But we're going to be talking about like flakiness today. So just to review, what does it mean to flake on something, Lindsay?
Well, that just means to not follow through with what you say you're going to do and to just be, I don't know how else to say it, just to be a little irresponsible.
Yeah. And like you said, like you can get a reputation for doing something like that.
Oh, yeah. People don't trust you. Even when someone does it to me once, I have a hard time trusting them again. You know, I hesitate to make plans with them again.
Yeah, yeah, that's understandable. Do you ever, are you ever guilty flake of doing that?
Do I flake on people? Not really, to be honest. I mean, I've done it a few times when something like really important has come up or if I'm not feeling well, but I don't have a habit of it, for sure not. Yeah.
I know I've done it. I've changed the schedule on you before, so I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. That's a little bit different. I mean, that's more for work and stuff. But I'm thinking about like social stuff.
Exactly. That's what this is about today. Like a social, like you have a plan with a friend for dinner or coffee and they cancel last minute. So if you are in this situation and you need to cancel a plan last minute and you don't want to get this reputation of flaking out on someone and you want your friend, you want to keep the connection with your friend. You don't want them to lose trust in you, right? Mm-hmm. There are some things that you can do. So I'm going to give you guys today, we're going to give you a 3-step process on how you can cancel the plans. You know, of course, it's not, even if you do it last minute and do these steps, you know, you may still annoy the person, but to give you a fighting chance for how to cancel the plans and not lose the connection with someone, right?
Yeah, I love that. Love that. Okay, this is good. I love these 3-step processes. These are good, Michelle.
Down.
Okay, what do we do first then in that case?
Okay, well, the first one is the most important, I think, is apologize, right?
Yes.
You have to apologize.
You must. I mean, some people just, I don't know, people just forget to apologize sometimes, but it's terrible. It's terrible. We must always apologize.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And what's the second step, Lindsay?
Well, give an excuse, right?
So I don't mean like a fake excuse. I mean, you know, explain why. And, you know, we can talk about that if it's a really personal issue. You know, you may not want to say it, right? Mm-hmm. But generally, it helps if you at least say, you know, we'll get into how you can do that in a minute. But you want to kind of give a reason, right?
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. I think that's important.
Right. And then the third one is to suggest an alternate solution.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the key. I mean, this is especially important in the dating world, like in early stage dating. If you're interested in someone and you cancel on them last minute and then you don't suggest another time, they're going to think you're not interested, like that you don't want to see them. And that's a shame. So definitely. But even for a friend, I mean, it's really rude to cancel last minute and to not apologize. But it's especially rude to not give another idea for another time. Right. You know, it's just like, okay, see you later.
Exactly. And I have a fourth step, which is optional, which is to apologize again, to end out with a, you know, an apology. And that's kind of optional. And, you know, these kind of things can kind of be mixed up a little bit, but this is the general 3-step process that you can use. And so we're going to go over some of the things that you can do for each step, some of the phrases that you can use for each step. So do you think it's okay to ask somebody why they're canceling, Lindsay, if they don't tell you? Just out of curiosity.
I wouldn't bother. I mean, I would already be kind of put off if they're canceling.
Not telling you.
Yeah, I might just say, like, if it sounds really out of character for them, I might say, is everything okay? But that's all I would do. I wouldn't pester them, be like, well, why are you canceling? What's going on? You know, it's almost like I kind of am already putting distance between us, you know? Right. So... Yeah. Yeah, it's I don't want to dig into it.
Yeah, I know. I know what you mean. So why don't we go over step one, which is to apologize. So just a few quick things that you can say. And again, you can mix these up, but these are some good basic phrases. So what's the first one, Lindsay?
Guys, there are still a few spots left in the first 100 students to get in to our Bridge to Connection Method course. Go to allearsenglish.com/adventure. Before the final spots are taken up, we'll take you on a trip across the United States. We'll introduce you to real American people and we'll show you how to finally create connections with your English. Go to allearsenglish.com/adventure.
Okay, so we say, I'm so sorry, I have to cancel tonight's dinner.
Right, yeah. That's straight and simple, right?
Yeah.
And the second one is, I hate to do this, but I have to bail on our plans.
Yeah, I think that's very common when you start off with, I hate to do this, or I hate to have to do this.
Yeah.
Right, that kind of thing. I hear that, luckily not directed towards me that much, but in general.
And to bail on something is...
Yeah, to bail. To bail. That's a good little phrase there. I like that, too.
Yeah. Okay. Like, kind of, well, it's saying, you know, I have to cancel our plans, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then what's the third one?
I'm not going to be able to make it. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. And then the last one is, I'm so sorry to be a flake, but I can't make it tonight.
A flake.
You know, people, yeah,
you're,
this,
you're calling yourself a flake.
Yeah, so it's almost like that thing where if you say it about yourself first, it's almost like you're trying to say, okay, I know this is bad. Like, mm-hmm. I know mm-hmm. that this looks bad, but I'm sorry, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay.
Okay. Cool. So the second one is the excuse. So how can you give an excuse? So what's the first way, Lindsay?
Well, you might say, I have a terrible something. Like, I have a terrible cold. I have a terrible headache. I have a terrible virus.
Right. Right. Okay? Yeah. If you're sick, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That happens sometimes. I mean, that's genuine. Like, it's okay. Like that. Yeah. I mean, if you're sick, it's okay to cancel. You know?
Right, right. And then, of course, I mean, there are different excuses you can have. So I didn't put it here, but of course you could say, oh, I have like a lot of work or something like that, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you could. You could do that.
Yeah. But so I only have two for this because, guys, you can mix and match with that. You know, just explain what it is, right? But yeah. if you don't want to say exactly what it is, what can you say, Lindsay?
Well, you could just say something came up.
Yeah.
So this is a little bit, you may be hiding something. It's just kind of vague. Yeah. I think this puts some distance between you and the other person when you say that, because it emphasizes kind of privacy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if it's the right relationship, then you can say that.
Right. And you could also say something came up at work. Something came up, you know, you could say something came up with my family. You know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you want to be a little bit more private about it. So if you just say something came up, that is definitely putting distance. If you want to add a little something, something came up at work, something came up, blah, 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 right? Something came up at home that I have to fix or something like that, right?
Absolutely. I like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, okay. Then the third step is to suggest an alternative solution. So how could you do that, Lindsay?
You could say something like, would a day next week work for you, right?
Mm-hmm. Or you could say, let's make a rain check.
Yeah, let's make a... I've never heard let's make a rain check. I've heard, can I take a rain check is what I've heard. But yeah, if you say it that way, hey, that's fair. Rain check.
I don't know. Yeah, interesting. rain check, guys. That's a really natural way to say, let's make plans for another time.
Yeah, rain check is that's a really good expression that you guys should know either way.
I always end up doing that one in my classes. Yeah, that's a really good one. Rain check. Yeah.
Rain check.
I don't know why.
Maybe it's just like if it rained or something. Maybe the expression came from like a rainy day.
Maybe.
And then they wrote a check to you saying we'll do it another time. I don't know.
Right, right, right. Exactly. So that's a good one, guys. Definitely use that one if you have to. And then what's the last one, Lindsay?
The last one is, can we make a plan to reschedule?
Right. Absolutely. That's a good one. And then, of course, we said number four, apologize again. That's kind of optional. So if you want to do that, you could say, again, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, exactly. And we've had a couple of interesting episodes on when to apologize with my former co-host. If you guys go back to allearsenglish.com, you type in sorry, or if you type in apologize, you'll get a couple of episodes. Couple of them are a little controversial with different listeners. So dig into that, guys. Very interesting.
Awesome. Yeah. So we're going to do a little role play today. So I didn't use all of these, and we mixed and matched a little bit. Mm-hmm. So you guys can listen back, get the transcripts, and definitely see how we use the phrase. And I mixed them up. I mixed it a little bit, but definitely check this out. So let's give it a try, Lindsay.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Hey, Lindsay, I'm so sorry, but I have to bail on our dinner plans.
Oh no, Michelle.
I have a terrible cold.
Oh, that's too bad. I hope you feel better.
Would a day next week work for you?
Well, how about Tuesday?
Great. See you then. Again, sorry about that.
Okay, good.
So, I think it was that first one. I mixed up the sorry, and you guys can play around with that. So what did I say?
Well, you said, I'm so sorry, but I have to bail on our dinner plans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you didn't ask why, but you just said, oh, no.
Yeah. And then you sneezed in the middle of the conversation.
Yeah.
You gave me your cold. Like,
yeah, I'm so sorry. And I said, I have a terrible cold.
Yeah.
And then, so that I don't, you know, to really make sure that you know that you're important to me. And I don't want to just say, oh, well, see you sometime, right? I say, would a day next week work for you? You know, the sooner the better.
Oh, absolutely. It's good. Right away, you offer an alternative. And then you said, again, I'm sorry about that. Or again, sorry about that. Okay, that was right. That final apology at the end.
Right. Yeah. So I did option four. And you said, how about Tuesday to suggest a time, right? To suggest a day.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Love it. So that's good one.
How did you feel during this? Did you think that it was good that I apologized again at the end?
Yeah, I thought it was fine. It was well done.
It
I mean, in terms
closes
of
it out.
I felt okay. I felt like you were feeling sorry that you had to bail. You were being honest. You weren't like lying. It wasn't anything shady, you know? And then you suggested another time. So what can I do? I don't feel bad because you're sick. I mean, that's people get sick. So that's
fine. Exactly. Yeah, guys. So there's definitely, I mean, listen, it happens. And I think, you know, your friend would be very understanding in that situation. So that's the, you know, try not to break plans with people. But if you have to, you know, that's a good way, you know, those steps are a really good way to make sure that you don't lose that connection with that person. And that person still wants to hang out with you in the future, right?
This is really important. We need these skills, guys. This is a very key skill for connection. So listen to this episode again. Get yourself the transcripts from today at allearsenglish.com/transcripts. Check it out because you're going to have to do this at some point. And if you do it wrong, you could lose the connection.
That's right. Awesome. So good job. I don't know who I'm saying good job to, but good job,
good
Lindsay.
Job.
You did it.
Good job. Good job.
but yeah, give these a try. Let us know how it goes. And thank you, Lindsay, for understanding.
Oh, anytime, Michelle. Looking forward to next Tuesday.
Yes, for sure. All right. Have a good one. Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.